Can you all take a very comfortable Vajra seat? Close your eyes. Start by focusing on your breath. Bring your mind to your breath. Beginning with an exhale, a slight pause, and then matching it with an inhale. And let's go for 3 heartbeats. Let's try and find that sweet spot between the past and the future. If your mind slips off the breath, bring it back. Let's begin by taking refuge. The 3 jewels, karma, emptiness, bodhicitta. How many examples of that have we seen every day since we've been here? Now bring to mind somebody that you are close to that's not here this week, that's home, and they're struggling in some way, either physically or mentally. They're in some sort of pain. And think about how you can help them. And perhaps how you could help them if you were an enlightened being. Think about the fact that there's nothing more important than helping them. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we could, with that same intention and strong feeling, help every being on every planet? Now bring in front of you your Lama, your Guru, your holy being, the person you've been focused on all week so far. Place them right in front of you, knee to knee. And you see the love in their eyes and how happy they are that you're here. And how happy you are to have them here. And in your mind, prostrate to their good qualities. Their loving compassion, their generosity, their joyful effort. And know somewhere deep down inside that they're just a manifestation of you. Now offer your Lama, your Guru, your holy being something that they would enjoy, something personal, maybe something only you know, a sky full of flowers, a hot chocolate, a green tea latte. Now, with this beautiful being in front of you, take a moment to reflect on something that you've done in the last 24 hours that you'd like to confess to them. It could be an action. It could be a thought. Thoughts are good because they're more subtle. Tell yourself you'll take a reasonable amount of time not to commit this again, maybe 24 hours or so. Now take a moment to celebrate an act of goodness that you've performed in the last 24 hours. Really, really take a moment to celebrate this. Some reflection of your higher self is sitting in front of you. Thank your holy Lama, your Guru, your holy being for teaching you. however he or she does that, literally, figuratively, by example. Thank them for everything they do for you. And ask them to please stay, to never leave you. Now bring them down to the size of a quarter in front of you, floating in space. Gently turn them around so they're facing the same direction that you are. And gently bring them to the top of your head. Where you feel the warmth of their body. And there they stay. Now very gently bring your mind back to your breath. And your awareness back to the room. And open your eyes whenever you're ready. So, I guess Geshe Michael mentioned to the senior teachers here that he would like me to teach a little something. I jotted down a few notes, but basically I'm going to wing it, if that's okay with you. I don't know about the teaching thing, but I think the easiest thing for me always to do is to reflect on my experiences over the last few days and draw some things from what I've heard and just tell you what I'm thinking. It's very interesting being asked to do this because in the last couple of months, I've taken a little bit of a teaching assignment at a yoga studio in Brooklyn. And it's a yoga studio that apparently doesn't have a lot of dharma. So, you know, there I am, you know, sitting with just a handful. It's not a very big class. It's very beautiful and intimate and quiet. And, you know, I'm sitting, can you hear me okay? I'm sitting in front of all these beautiful, subtle bodies that really don't know a lot about the dharma. And the feelings that it's brought up in me have been really great because I have come to value in ways that I never thought I could imagine what I've learned in just the last 5 years. And there's many of you in this room that have been with Geshe Michael since Mike, dozens of years. just after 5 years, the amount of beautiful teachings and information that I've been receiving and now have the ability to give to other people. And so the point I'm trying to make is there they are. And I just want to you know, grab them and tell them everything. And it wouldn't be right, you know. It would be too much for them. And I can just see when I start to go off on the principal paths or the turnings of the wheel or the, you know, any of the countless things we've learned in just the open teachings, their eyes start to glaze over a little bit. So it's kind of like putting a governor on the experience for me and apply some skillful means, which is what Geshe Michael has been talking a little bit about this week. So it's been very beautiful. And so now here I am sitting in front of you, which is a whole different experience. So I kind of thought about what I think about most of the time when I'm in life, but especially in situations like this, which are kind of, it's kind of a supercharged environment. You know, every example of ripenings that seem to occur normally seem supercharged here. So this is like super karma. Things happen quickly and things happen beautifully and disturbing things happen and they're volatile and it's really nice. It's great practice. And the word that I use is non-dual. And it's a word that just came into my vocabulary in the last few years. I think, you know, slowly through the teachings, and then I took the YSI teacher training with Lama Kimberly and Mira and that beautiful group of people. And she talked a lot about the non-dual, and I think that really kind of made an impression on me. Because, you know, we all are trying to understand the ripenings of karma and the extensions of our inner bodies into the outer world and how we create the mandala. And for me, that's the key that's the filter to keep in mind every minute, is that sutrist statement that the world is coming from you, that's what you have to keep in mind all the time. So the non-duality of things for me is a primary focus. And so now I'm going to try and connect the dots a little bit. You know, listening to Geshe Michael talk about this teaching and the compilation of the eight Lam Rims by Atisha and the compilation of the teachings by Lord Atisha and the subsequent compilation of the eight Lam Rims by Pabongka Rinpoche, and then the transcription by Trijang Rinpoche, and the teaching of those Lam Rims by Ken Rinpoche to Geshe Michael, and now here we are. And the fact that we could be sitting here and getting the very same teachings that those esteemed monastics did in the early 1920s in Tibet is a fascinating, fantastical, unimaginable concept to me. And so I think this has been said a number of times already, but I'm just going to repeat it because I just think it bears repeating. It's not possible to wrap, it's not possible for me to wrap my head around that. In one way, you can look at it as just a very linear progression of things. And on the other hand, you can look at it as magic. And I choose two. I choose two because what I'm beginning to understand based on just these last few years in this lifetime is that there are many realities. And we could look at this situation that we're in here at Friendly Pines and think that it's just a linear transmission of some text. Or we could take a very close look at who Geshe Michael Roach is and consider that he isn't necessarily what he seems to be on our off days and is who he seems to be on our on days or our on moments. In my case, my on moments, because they don't last very long. And So that's just one aspect. Then I go to Cecile's yoga class and experience the dragon dance, and where she's asking us to exhibit our best aspects of ourself in a way that we haven't before. I mean, you know, when was the last time we warmed up to yoga with a dragon dance, you know? And then Mike, you know, Mike's a new teacher, I think, at least in the Sangha, and we're in the warm-ups, the preliminaries of his class, and we're pointing lasers at each other and shooting love into each other's hearts. So great. And Mira today, you know, doing yoga in the field with Mira while she's pointing to the mandala that surrounds us. And in other words, just saying that this is all coming from you. And not to forget it moment to moment. You know, because in a very, very short amount of time, she impressed upon me anyway, that this beautiful meadow and all these beautiful angels that I'm doing yoga with, and the blue sky and the clouds, are indeed all coming from me. And the minute you lose sight of that, or the second you lose sight of that, you lose the view. And I was recently in Hong Kong, and I remember something else that struck me. I was taking a yoga class with David Life of Jivamukti and Sharon Gannon. And David was talking, he literally got up on a chalkboard, and he wrapped out all these little dots with chalk. And then he slowly connected them. And while he was doing it, he started talking about heading towards enlightenment. And he said, you know, the minute you go off track a dot, you're missing the beeline. And that's kind of like what Mira was talking about today. The minute you take your mind off of that, the fact that this is all coming from you and you're creating your paradise and you have to know it and enjoy it in the moment, you're getting off that linear path. And he pointed out, sadly, that many people just go off this way and then just die an ordinary death and never have the chance to understand or experience what we are. And it was a very graphic example on a chalkboard. It was really beautiful. There were a lot of people in the room. And that's what she was talking about, is just try not to lose sight of it and appreciate it. You know, every second. So, you know, and then beautiful Anatole with his nectar in the blender. You know, I mean, I kept hearing him trying to convince me that it was something other than almond milk. I don't know about you, but he convinced me. And Nancy Karen last night talking about, you know, the Ganden Lagaima and the beautiful gift that we have, the blessings of our Lama, and how we can honor them at the beginning of every meditation, just in short ways the way we just did. But to go through that whole thing, there is no more beautiful reading. I really don't think there is. And all we're doing is honoring. Now I'm getting back to the non-dual thing. See, I told you this is going to be like connecting the dots. So all we're doing is just getting back to the fact that we're honoring ourselves in the meadow, with the lasers, with the nectar in the blender, sitting in front of Geshe Michael. It's all us, you know. I think the poor man's version of that is try to live every day like it's your last. You know, but so before, you know, which is great, you know, that's fine, you know, but I think the stakes are a little higher than that, actually. That's a good thing to keep in mind, but it's like, you know, keep in mind that every second could be your last, and then apply all the tools that we've been taught every second as well, and then it becomes pretty powerful stuff, I think. And for me, it's, you know, I don't know, it's all, I thought in the teachings it was very interesting to to read or to be taught that Lord Atisha was writing poetry and praying for his servants at 18 months old. And then it took him to 30 years old to ask for a teacher to teach him about bodhicitta, after he had done all the subtle body work and the tantric work and all that. So the women in the sky and the statues, they're all telling him that it's bodhicitta. It's just love. So I think on a moment-to-moment basis, we all struggle with duality, and the fact is that we are the Lama. So thanks for pretending that you needed me to tell you this. Let's do another meditation. Take a very comfortable seat. This will be about 25 minutes or so. Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Bring your mind to your breath again. Try to elongate the out-breath and the in-breath with a focus on the pause between the two for the next 10 breaths or so. We're going to spend a little time there in this meditation. Bring your mind to your root chakra, the Muladhara. Like Geshe Michael's been saying, just an inch and a half or so in from where your legs meet. Now breathe in and out from that chakra. Bring your mind and your breath to that chakra. Now on the out-breath, think to yourself the words Om Ah. And in the pause between breaths, say to yourself your holy lama's, your guru's, your holy being's name. And on the in-breath, say to yourself the word Home. Do that for some time. Now bring your mind and your breath to the Svadhisthana chakra, located further back in your body at the Triveni, where the three channels meet. And again, on the out breath, Om Ah. Pause. Say to yourself your holy lama's name. And on the in-breath, Om. Now bring your mind to the chakra at your navel, the Manipura chakra. And breathe in and out of that chakra. Om Ah, holy being, Om. Now, ever so gently, bring your breath and your mind to your heart chakra, located behind your physical heart and in front of your spine, and be very gentle. Om, holy being, Om. Be very, very, very gentle here. Sacred space. Now bring your mind and your breath to your throat chakra, located at the base of your neck, just in front of your spine. And repeat. Now bring your breath and your mind to the Ajna chakra, as Geshe Michael said, it's in from between your eyes and up from the roof of your mouth, so it's about an inch and a half in from the front of your forehead, and breathe out, Oma. Holy Guru, Holy Being, Ho. feel the power in this chakra. Now bring your mind and your breath to your crown chakra, the Sahasrara chakra, the top of your head. Om holy being, Om. Now, just one last thing. Take a moment to dedicate your meditation to your lama or maybe that friend of yours at home that needed some loving compassion. Now gently bring awareness back to your breath. And the room. And open your eyes whenever you're ready.
Pūkī jenshin me tok tram Rī rāb līng shīn yin dē gen pādī Sāngē shīng du mīk tē ul wārgī Drō kūn nam dāk shīng lā jū pār shō Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kam Niryatayami Di Kewokum Sunam Yeshe Soksokshin Sunam Yeshe Lejongwe Dompa Kuni Chupashyo